Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, man. Pusha T got to calm down, bro. I saw the little video he just did with Arby's. I don't appreciate that.
What did he do?
He made a video dishing the fish fillet with Arby's. I'm like, hey, bro, the fish fillet been feeding the block for years, bro. I just put a video out. Don't do that, bro.
You put a diss song against the fish fillet?
Yes.
Not the fish fillet.
Why the fish fillet in particular? What, like, is there like a fish?
You know back to here's meal.
First of all, Meg, that was our that meal. Was,
you like the fish fillet too. You. That is your meal. You love
you. You like the fish fillet too. So don't
say that. You like it? Wow.
I haven't had it for a while.
I would be liking it the way you like. I used to only eat it when I lived in Thailand years ago because it was weird trying to eat beef over there. But I used to love me a fish fillet. I ain't ate that since I got back to the US.
I don't care. All I'm saying
Popeye's
is
got a pop
Pusha T was out of line. He was out of line. For that statement, okay.
But wait, did you say Pusha T did the ba da ba ba ba?
I'm loving it. Yep. Yeah. Him and Justin Timberlake.
What?
So you go like you got a bag from McDonald's and now you sleeping with the ops for another bag?
That's what you supposed to do.
Nah, fuck all that. That little Drake beef and shit. That shit was cool, but now you gotta stay within your bounds, my boy. Don't bring it to the streets.
He like beef. He was like, come on, Drake, come on. No,
he was agitating Drake. Yeah, he was poking Drake. Now you coming to the streets, my nigga. Now you coming with the real shit.
And them commercial beats be real. Ask the Verizon guy. That nigga went from Sprint to Verizon real quick.
He literally
said, oh, y'all got towers?
Contracts? How could you be the same mascot? That's like Flo going to Geico.
No, there's a time frame. So his time frame was up in the contract, which is why like they made a big deal out of it about him
switching
over.
Right, but why wouldn't that character be owned by Verizon? You can't just be like, all right, I'm taking the glasses guy.
He wears glasses, they can take
the proprietary character, like, can you hit me now and all that shit, but they can't take he can't change his face.
He still got that. That's why he switched jackets. That's why he got on a different jacket.
He didn't say, can you hear me now?
No.
I think he said some derivative of that when he first came back.
But wait a minute though. If your commercial is about coverage, first of all, what up, y'all? If your commercial is about coverage and we find out that we have better coverage than you, but you got a better spokesperson, we need that spokesperson, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got a good message. Can you hear me now? No, nobody can hear y'all now. But over here, you know what I'm saying?
That's not true, though. You can't just bring the chihuahua to Del Taco and him being like, oh, yo quiero Del Taco. Like, that's...
But
that's different because that's their mascot.
If they do the Del Bell Taco Challenge, for example, if you, like, race for pinks, you race and you lose your car. You race for the pink slip. So, like, y'all race, and whoever loses their whole car. It's like, yeah, if you do the Del Bell Taco Challenge for the dog...
It'll be the Del Taco Bell Challenge.
I didn't follow any of that, actually.
The main thing is that all of these companies be saying they're the best and I got the best coverage. I ain't seen none of this data. They throw some little map up there of the United States and they got this coverage in places like fucking South Dakota and shit like that. What am I fucking, nobody give a fuck if my phone work in Montana, nigga. If I'm in Montana, I don't want my phone to work, my nigga. That's why I'm in Montana.
Though. And now you mad at them.
Right. Like, about
all...
I'm getting all my phone calls, all my emails, all my texts, and I'm in Montana, like in the backwoods. I'm fired up, bro.
That's hilarious.
What the fuck, bro?
That map was not nice. They just showed us that just to give us extra seconds of the commercial. It was just like, look at this pink map of America. And it's like,
man, that shit could have been all the radiation in America, or where the radiation is lying the most in America. I don't know what the fuck that map represents.
That's hilarious.
Well, that's all the 5G towers the trans that. Coochie.
That's what the map represent. All the 5G towers taking down pigeons and shit.
Yeah, that shit represent all the chicks with mid coochie. It's like you go to this region right here, you guarantee some mid.
Give me that.
It's gonna be straight, but the coochie gonna be mid as fuck.
Give me that map. You're like, man, there is a shortage in New Mexico. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about New Mexico.
I ain't never heard nobody say I went to New Mexico and saw some bad bitches, though. I ain't never heard. Like, I know people that went to school in New Mexico. Tony went to New Mexico State. I ain't never heard say, hey,
you are digging yourself a hole, brother. New Mexico women are like, really? Somebody right there with a tortilla on the stove, raw. Like, really?
Tortilla?
You had a capital L at the end of that.
I'm from Detroit, man. It sounds like a tortilla. That's what we used to tell at Taco Bell, and they would give it to us.
There's no L's in tortilla. Like,
yeah, there is.
But nobody's saying
so
the
now
L's
who's
like
wrong?
That. Nobody's like tortilla.
Just you say it right. You didn't know how to spell it.
Tortilla?
Damn, Lou.
Nobody's saying L's the L's.
Lulu is right. What is it? What is a double L called? It's a whole different letter when it's two L's.
It's still two L's.
It's two L's. You can't when it's two L's.
Nobody's ever said, yo, let me get a tortilla.
No. The nigga right here just said that.
Lou, we were about to attack CP. What are you doing? You said there ain't
Lulu,
even L in
Lulu there. Has like seven L's in her name. Talking about ain't no L in that. your name is Yu-Yu. 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 I know how to say it, Yu-Yu.
Tortilla?
See how I weaseled out of that one, you? Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Tortilla?
Y'all crazy. What's that, Lulu?
Waterloo.
What is that?
Beer, sparkling right?
Water.
Oh,
sparkling water?
I thought that was
very bougie for a sparkling water can, Lou. You sure it's just water?
It is. It's grapefruit water.
Ooh, that looks yummy.
Hey, Waterloo, if y'all want to endorse a bitch, come on.
They don't.
Pat, where are you at today?
This is where I'm gonna be. This is my new place.
Why are you always moving?
You got stalkers?
It's fun. Change of scenery.
Yo,
are you like? I feel like you're like on the low for real. I feel like he's like really homeless, and you just be going wherever. Like whoever will take you for the week, like you house it or something.
There's a roof right here.
Let me tell you.
I know, but I'm saying this is you always like you're not even like moving. Like, oh, my lease is a year, and then I'll move. Like you be moving like every 3 months.
Let me do that when you're not pregnant, Meg. Relax. Like he's moving around. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn. Like you're the one.
No, I'm saying no.
Relax.
Pat has been. You don't understand. Pat has been doing this for years.
Pat is 17. Leave Pat alone. Like Pat.
Listen, let me tell y'all who Pat is. Y'all seen Big Hero 6? You ever seen Big Hero 6?
Yes.
Pat is Fred from Big Hero 6. Like, cool with everybody. Yeah. Comes up with great nicknames. Completely aloof in certain situations. And then takes you back to his crib. This nigga has a moat. You're like, why do you have a fucking lake around your house?
What? Wait, Big Hero, that's the one with the big fluffy white character, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that was sad and it makes you cry, so I didn't watch it.
It's a good movie. Watch it.
It's a good movie.
It's about your life, Pat.
Yeah, it's legit as fuck, though. It's legit as fuck. They did a good job, though. I didn't cry.
Almost?
I felt a little something. It was a little something, though, but I didn't cry.
Hey, what was like,
it was like if they had stretched that scene out two more minutes, they would have pulled something out of a real nigga. But they ended it at the right time, so I was able to, like, thug it up.
Hold on. What have y'all cried for, though?
I was just about to say, no lying, because I low-key,
Oh, nigga.
I'm gonna tell you. Up almost got me. I almost didn't watch it because of how
sad. That didn't get me.
Best Man Holiday.
Really?
I was like, what the fuck? Like,
oh man.
I think I might have shed a tear.
I think so. That made me water up. I watered
with
up.
Me to die?
Oh man.
He tried to make that last touchdown, and his legs were looking way too little to be an NFL player. I'm like, oh, why are they doing this? Why are they overdoing it? Like, they could have got niggas his size. They got real players. The nigga legs. I'm like, oh, man.
I cried on Lion King. I cried on Fresh
Prince. You cried on Lion King?
Lion King never got me even
as a kid. Oh, nigga. Lion King. Mufasa was the father that all niggas in the hood wish they had. So we all, like, in the first 10 minutes of the Lion King, nigga, every nigga without a real daddy looked at Mufasa like a real daddy. And he got
just a lion. He was just a lion because I had a dad. But listen, like.
I said all niggas who didn't have a dad. Everybody that didn't have a dad. You had a dad.
Well, I don't know how that
felt. You got tucked in, CP. You got tucked in. Only child syndrome, nigga. You had a father.
No, they were no. They was across town. So I had two realities, but I mean I knew him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't like he was absentee. But here's the thing though. Lion King had too many jamming ass songs to keep me in my feelings for too long. Yeah. Right when Mufasa died, we just came out of Scar's "Be Prepared." I love that shit. That just can't wait to be king, right?
Yeah, but still though, man, it was a hard turn. Disney never lets us down. This is a perfect place for us to go ahead and jump right into it. Before we do, we got special guest Lulu Gonzalez in the house. Bah, 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 bah.
Lulu Gonzalez.
OG squad, we got Mad Scoop, CP, Patrick Cloud, and of course, I'm to hear more. And we're going to jump into the first topic right after this.
Who wants better sex? The best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. When you get one item, they will also send 3 bonus sexy items and 6 free movies. Come on, y'all ain't nothing better than that. More than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority. Plus, free shipping on your entire order, all of it, baby. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. All will be packaged and sent discreetly for free. That's 50% off one item and 10 free gifts to boot. Bring pleasure and satisfaction into the bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter the offer code SQUAD at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item plus 10 free gifts, 3 bonus items, 6 free movies, and free shipping. Just use the offer code SQUAD, okay? That's SQUAD, SQUADD at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only, all right? So be sure to use this code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get you not just the discount and the free goodies, but also 100% free shipping. Use that code SQUAD, baby.
First topic is, would you rather hook up with a stranger or hook up with your least favorite ex?
Oh, this is easy. Stranger.
Stranger.
Yeah, stranger off top.
Wait, hold on. Stranger as in you don't know it, like you don't know them. They're not even cute. They're
stranger as in when you first meet a person and then now you know them. Like, what the fuck? Is it like everybody's a stranger until you say hi, how you doing? I'm you, I'm me, you're you.
And they could be cute. Why can't they be cute?
Why can't they be ugly? That's what I'm saying. So y'all just saying, well, what yes, ugly?
Why would I pick an ugly stranger?
I mean, said my ex is my ex because I ain't like her attitude, but that dome or that box was superior. It was top tier.
Your least favorite?
Yeah, but here go the thing. Yes. Here go the thing. We're talking about right now. Like, I'm nigga married. So an ex looks premeditated, right? Mm. Versus somebody else, that's less of a conversation. That's like, oops, you know, instead of
that is true. But it's a lot of unknown variables with that stranger. Is it gonna give you that wet feeling that you want? Is it gonna smell a type
of
way?
Thing. I'm forced into this at gunpoint. So I had to pick one. It's not like I'm like, yeah, let me get the best. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean, you don't know what's going on with your ex. She might have a horrible pH balance now. You don't know what's going on in her life. She might be eating raggedy, gained a couple in the wrong place. You don't know her life.
She keeps herself up. I can't see her doing that like that. I mean, that would be like somebody saying, I'm out here.
She keeps herself up, though. Like, she is now a stranger, too, as far as, like, that goes.
That's a loophole. Don't try to get in the loophole. Like, now nah, she is
be good for a loophole.
But... No, I'm saying, like, I mean, if you think about it, like, you're not as familiar with an ex as you, you know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, but you've been aside, you've been aside that person or vice versa. They've been aside you. So.
Yeah. You have a spank bank of an ex. You know what you've had with an ex. You don't know what's in the future with a stranger, but that's the fun part. Let me get some excited. It might be better than an ex.
It might be the fun part, but what if, like, what if your stranger is hella unexperienced? What if they were in a 10-year relationship and they didn't have sex until, like, the ninth year and they only had it?
Or they have HIV.
Oh, my God. Can we mute Atlanta, please? Jesus Christ, Atlanta. No, the point is
you don't know nothing about them. There's like, you don't know anything. Like,
well, can we get diseases and shit out of here?
It's a stranger. Like, Meg, imagine you don't die and this happens. Now what? Yeah. Like, Meg, well, like, I mean, also, they have
I'm kind of with Pat. Like, it's a stranger, so, I mean, I automatically assume everybody's going to use condoms anyway, yeah. But y'all are talking
but,
like...
But still, I don't care. I don't care. Like, that's still scary. I'm just saying, you, at least with, like, somebody that's your ex, you know baseline what to expect, right?
There could be... got AIDS last year.
Yeah. You're right. That's true. They might not even know they got it.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, based on what you last knew of them, so that's not the case.
I mean, it could be. Last you knew they were a pretty clean person. Shit, there are hundreds of people who are pretty clean that still contracted something. That don't necessarily mean that you out here just fucking any and everything raw. So I mean,
saying no diseases aside,
no diseases and no marriage too. Like, I don't think that should be a part of this. It should just be ex or smashing a stranger. But I feel like what we're not talking about is after the smash. Like, after the smash, it doesn't matter if the stranger's trash or not. You can just be like, all right, well. But I mean, the ex, you signing up for a whole bunch of problems.
Wait, unless it's a stranger that's like a stalkery. That's just like, oh my gosh, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I love you.
Why do you always go there? Why do you?
Here's what I'm saying, because y'all
so negative.
This is a variable. Y'all act like that's not something that can happen.
And you act like your ex can't stalk you too.
Yeah, but
I'm saying you know. If your ex is a stalker, right? You know, basically, if your ex is a stalker.
Just imagine the negativity that you've escaped from escaping an ex. And it's like, now you put yourself, why?
I'm just playing devil's advocate because y'all over here making it, y'all just easily was like, stranger. But I'm like, wait a minute.
I wasn't going to go stranger. I'm trying to
fuck a stranger tonight. What you talking about? Let me live.
Throwing out all the stuff that could happen.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. In this scenario, are we us right now or are we single? Because that makes
single.
You're single. You're single in this scenario.
Oh, well then I go with an ex then.
Why?
Because it's like, yeah, because I, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a bigger conversation. So Meg, imagine like, or to hear, right? Because we the only ones who are not single. Imagine, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, your ex, your wife know who your ex is. And it's like, dog, that's like a way deeper kind of like, oh my, you know what I'm saying? Meg, so you telling me your dude right now is going to be like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I see what you're, no, I agree with you 100%. But that's why I'm like, that's why we got to be single in this scenario.
I would be single and I would go with an ex because the ex, I already know what she is okay with in the bedroom. Like, we don't have to build up to their, okay, we're comfortable with each other's sex. You can do this, you can do that. I'll do this. With somebody that already knows your history, like, you know I like to pee on bitches in the shower. We ain't got to, boring.
I love all the people in the shower, ain't boring, Pat.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Y'all got some shit y'all need to work out because all the people in relationships, like, I go with the ex. I go back in time.
I didn't tell you what I would go with.
I just said, Lulu, shut. See, wait a minute. See, how you going to make me clarify it? And then
Lulu be giving it all up to the strangers on the first night. They let me know. Lulu let them put it in the butt on the first night.
That's not true. She does the FaceTime date first. She just said that.
Right. Lulu's on her FaceTime.
You do a FaceTime date first to see if you can put it in your butt, and then you go put it in the butt.
That sounds like a glory hole audition on the FaceTime. So that's basically right. Okay. So this is you? This is you? Okay. And then right in the hole? Perfect. Got that.
Why do you think that. I always pick like athletic first dates or something like that. So he could wear like gray sweats and stuff like that. So I could, you know, just check out the goods.
And me like, what? Lulu would be like, I want to kind of do something physical on a first date. Nick be like, let's go bowling.
You trying to go hiking? Nigga have a heart attack. Like, oh, what the fuck is going on? I want a dinner. You know, Sam will be having a fucking asthma attack on Runyon because this is when I see my goddamn bull. It's like, oh, come on, man.
You do that on the first date, Lou? You have people niggas sweating?
Yeah, why not?
First?
Ooh, that's fine.
Be like, first date, hooping at the Y. And then she beat the nigga, be like, I'm straight, I'm good. Like
that happened to me on a date. I went to Dave and Buster's with a dude and we played ball and I won like 6 games in a row. And then they kept giving me free games. And the date was over. I was turned off after that.
I mean, don't be turned off. You're just better with balls than he is. That's all that means. That should have turned you on, if anything. You're a wizard with the balls.
We'd have had to run 6 more. Fuck, ball mechanic. Beat a nigga on a date. Like, nah.
Wait, you really stopped talking to him because you beat him in basketball?
No, it was the fact that it was like I told him, first of all, I was dressed all cute. I had like a full body suit on with some heels, and we were supposed to go out. And he was like, oh, he's a ball player. And I was like, you know, I used to hoop. He's like, oh, I hooped overseas and da da da. I was like, that's cool. And he was like, we're gonna get some drinks, but first let's go to Dave and Buster's and let me see what your game is like. And I told him I was cute and I was like, I don't feel like hooping right now.
Oh, it was his idea.
I had on heels. I was like, I don't feel like hooping right now. And he still took me to Dave and Buster's. And I was like, okay. We played 3 games and I won. He was like, oh, I think my machine was busted. Let's go to the other one. And we went to the other one. And now I'm mad and I'm sweating. And I killed him like 6 games in a row. And they gave me 3 games and he was mad. He's like, oh, I think you just had a better machine than me. So nigga, then I'm like, yo, nigga, you can't just give me the win? So they told me,
bro. Nigga came and Lulu was like, let's play for your heart. And Lulu bust this nigga ass, bro. She said, I'll be these heart, nigga.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. I guarantee you none of his homeboys know about that date. No.
What's his name, girl? Put him out there.
Damn, Meg. Chill out, Meg.
You are just, you just.
Meg, messy as fuck. She ain't used to be this messy at first.
Listen,
it's this baby in her. She got a little messy little baby. Baby like, drama.
Listen, rest in peace to Fu. Because Fu told me, because I used to bust Fu's ass in ping pong. And Fool used to be like, this is why you ain't getting no second dates with niggas, because you don't know how to let niggas win. So,
shout out to my
you got to stroke them egos. Stroke the shaft and the ego. That's rule number 16 in the male handbook. You know what
I'm dope too, nigga. Fuck that. No.
I got an advantage.
I got my ego too.
Women already know I'm about to lose at basketball, so there's no.
Basketball, foosball, whatever ball. Soccer, lacrosse.
If anything, if I win, I get the puss.
They're like, hey, you look like you'd be great at Frisbee, though. Like,
nice like, oh, little hacky sack. Nigga hacky sacking in the club. Like, yeah, so. Nice pat.
Okay, let's hacky sack for my heart.
Pat get upset. He'd be like, all right, well, bitch, let's write a song. How about that? Let's see.
There's a campfire in the parking lot. You want to do this?
Let's see who is the messiest bitch. Let me see what your retweets look like.
Yeah. I invited all this. That's crazy. I started all of it.
On that note, I'm still going with an ex. I mean, with a stranger.
You still going with a stranger. All right, cool.
Give me that stranger danger.
I feel like Lulu want a stranger so she could do some wild shit. Like, I feel like all of Lulu's exes got fucked by her. They didn't really fuck her. And now that they know that she be doing the fucking, they be like, I ain't going back to that scenario. She busts this nigga ass 6 games of basketball. You best believe she had that nigga legs up. The back of his ankles got ceiling blade chips on it. She had that nigga ankles high as fuck in the ceiling. That nigga like, I ain't going back to that. So of course you got to go to a stranger. She be all seductive and seeming delicate. And then she closed the bedroom door and she put on army fatigue thongs. Shit out of niggas while she busting in the air.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, her army fatigue.
I do actually do a joke about that.
You say what?
I do a joke about that because I had like a camouflage lingerie.
Yeah, a little Desert Storm set.
You fucking know what I'm saying? Desert Storm bucket hat on and some Tims.
Yeah, I like because like
cross her back.
It's like sometimes you can see the pussy and sometimes you don't. I like
it. Where the pussy go? That's funny.
And it's kind of sexy until she goes full army. She'll be like, 10-4, 1-2, 2, see us on the side. He's like, yo, what the fuck?
I don't know what you've been told.
What are we going with? Stranger or ex? What are we going with right now?
Wait, next. Is it it's your worst ex ever?
Your least favorite ex is what it said.
Is that?
Yeah, I'm going to go stranger too.
All right. Pat, what you doing?
Stranger. I don't even have any bad exes, but stranger, let's move on.
Right. I'm going to go ex. CP, what you going with?
Stranger, man. I forgot it was the worst one. What about Don? I don't like putting myself through knowing stress. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good.
I'm going to pretend like I'm deaf. I'm going to write down notes, everything I want to say to this bitch. Get the pussy in the mouth. Lulu, what you got?
Stranger.
Stranger. All right. Well, fuck y'all,
nigga,
man.
She would check your story and see you talking. Like, bro, you you have a show this weekend.
I'm going to block her, nigga. It's just a smash and dash. She going to be blocked on the socials. What did you say? Anyway, let's jump into this next topic right after this.
Watch your favorite artist step on the court in season 3 of The Crew League. From executive producers Sean Diddy Combs and Chris Brown, this fast-paced original series showcases hip-hop's biggest stars and their crews competing on the hardwood to win a $200,000 cash prize. 200 G's, baby. Watch Chris Brown, Anuel, Toosie, NL Lee Chopper, G Herbo, Wyke Osiris, and more battle it out for the chip. The rosters are bigger and better than ever with the heated rivalries and stars seeking revenge from falling short. They gotta get it in, baby. See who makes the finals and who gets sent home. Only one team will walk away on top. With your hosts Aiden Ross and Buster Schuer providing the play-by-play and sideline reporting from the Gorilla Nims, there's enough entertainment and excitement and surprises to keep you on the edge of your screen. Big time moments call for big time players. Find out which rapper turned hooper is really calling the shots. Stream episodes of The Crew League Season 3 exclusively on the Revolt app, YouTube, and watchrevolt.com. Follow at Revolt on Instagram and TikTok for exclusive content and behind-the-scenes clips.
Would you rather eat a raw onion like an apple every day versus never eat cheese again?
Mm. Demonic. That is a demonic choice.
That's tough.
How do you come up with this shit, bro? Like, what do you be doing? I'd be like, you know, I like cheese.
Hey, onions are low-key good. When we went to go, we did pull up the food show on Kevin Stage's app. We went to Angel's hometown in Baltimore, and they do pickled onions, and they eat the motherfuckers like apples.
Oh, wow.
Like, they put it in the same, like, a big-ass pickle jar, and the shit smells horrible, and you can, like, bite into it like that, or you can literally, like just peel back the layers of the onion. But motherfuckers eat that shit like an apple.
Pickled or raw?
Seasoned with?
Raw. It's seasoned with pickle juice. And whatever they pickle pickles with, is what that shit is.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. Shit wasn't bad. It's an acquired taste, but the shit wasn't horrible.
You mean like, so cheese, like on pizzas and everything?
Every kind of cheese. Mozzarella, feta, cheddar.
What?
Mild cheddar, short cheddar.
That's a new strain of cheese.
Mozzarella?
I said mozzarella.
You did not say mozzarella.
Yes, I did. Run the tape back.
You said mozzarella.
Hey, shut your pregnant ass up. You can't hear nothing right. You're hearing for two.
I mean, I'm a New York girl who loves pizza. I can't give up. I mean, cheese. I can't.
But then wait. So then you would rather eat an onion every single day?
I mean, they're healthy, kind of, sort of. I mean, I gotta eat the whole onion. Say,
first of all, if you pledged, Meg,
we didn't have to do the onion.
Oh, word, shit! I'm gonna tell you something.
Look at Pat.
You had to do that already, CP.
Are you eating the onion right now?
It can't be that bad. Shia LaBeouf did it
every single day. Every single day, you're gonna eat that.
Listen, first of all, I ate a raw one, and this is off the record. Maybe this happened. Maybe this didn't happen. And I remember one time. I'm an Ace Club. It was 11 of us. And so maybe my dean was walking by me and making sure I bit mine and then went to the next guy. And so I bit my shit and I threw it behind my back all the way down behind my tail dog. And then when he saw it on the ground behind him, he whipped his ass and I got off. Anyway, but
his ass?
You ain't shit.
So you did all that you did all that to get into your frat?
No, not at all.
Allegedly.
That's messed up. You're supposed to be one line and you over here did that to your line.
One line, one sound.
It was hey man. Anyway, so it's you gotta be smart. You gotta be smart. He should have did it behind the back pass like I did. Bam. No.
Take a big bite, Pat. A big bite.
Gross.
Bro, it's not good. But to hear said they got them pickled, I would definitely do the pickle.
Can you fry it? What if I fried it?
Right. A whole onion.
He said you gotta bite it like
a blooming onion. It didn't say raw onion. It said a blooming. I can do a blooming.
He said you have to eat it like an apple.
Yeah,
you gotta bite it like an apple. Like an apple.
You can slice that bitch up. People eat apples all type of ways. You can have it dried, all that type of stuff.
Wait, so it doesn't have to be like a raw onion, like a raw apple?
Well, I'm gonna season that bitch, put it in a frying pan.
It's supposed to be like a raw apple.
What onion day?
That's what I'm saying, y'all. No, y'all over here trying to change it up now, just like I tried to change it last
time. We changed it. He just said
no cheese. No cheese. This will never, ever, ever happen. Ever.
How big was your bite?
No, you have to choose. Wait.
And that's a red onion, too.
Yeah, no, it's either
you can fry it. You gotta
eat the apple. I mean, eat the onion like an apple every day, and he can have
it. Fry it. You can't do none of that. You just gotta eat it.
I throw my apple on your bed.
You're
wrong. He just said, look. Tahir just said you gotta eat it like it's supposed to be a raw apple. You gotta eat it like a raw onion.
I think initially you have to do it like a raw apple, right?
You can eat apples,
but. There are apple slices and pies as apple slices and multiple things you learn how to cook it. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, if you eating the raw, if you eating it pickled and you eating one every day, I applaud you. Because I'm going to tell you what, pizza is my favorite food in the fucking world. I don't think I'll be able to do it. Oh. I don't think I'll let go of dairy.
Wait, is this only like real cheese or is it like fake cheese too? Like non-dairy cheese?
No cheese, man. You can't do it. We can't cheat it with the vegan cheese. None of that.
No hog head cheese. Nothing.
That ain't cheese.
It don't matter. It's supposed to be. It's moonlighting the cheese. That's what they check on this voter ballot.
Moonlighting?
No way.
Here's the thing. We ain't really supposed to even be eating cheese, technically. Because cheese puts up a lot of mucus and bacteria in your body.
Yep. It's actually very inflammatory, too, Pat. That's why we're not really supposed to have it. Like, it inflames our breathing passages well. And, it, like she says, creates the mucus. And it makes it worse when you're having an asthma attack or when your asthma's flaring up, rather. Because it's so inflammatory and it creates so much mucus. If you're already having a difficult time breathing and you're eating a lot of dairy, it's creating more mucus in your chest, which is mixing with that with the asthma and just making it harder for you.
If you have your shit all pocketed in your stomach and shit.
Pat don't care. He over here eating my child's snack.
Oh, applesauce?
Why do you have an applesauce packet as a grown man with no kids?
So that's delicious. Not a child snack. That's technology. It's no longer a spoon needed.
Right. Oh my gosh, Pat, you are too old. Why do you have those?
Actually, like I'm about to go get some of those. Yeah. Those are genius.
Pat, that's
no. Lit. These are children's snacks.
I like applesauce too. Why can't I have applesauce?
I do too. Get it in the cup.
No, fuck that.
Pat,
have you had the strawberry ones? The strawberry ones like those?
Strawberry applesauce?
Yes, in those packs, in the man.
Oh, I'm about to go get strawberry.
They got strawberries, banana, and cinnamon applesauce.
Man, you don't want grown people to eat Crustables. Either.
Crustables
is amazing. What are you talking about, girl?
Meg don't want you to eat Crustables either. That's what she's saying.
It's called Uncrustables. Y'all don't even know the name of it. Uncrustables.
They have whole wheat ones. Who do you think the whole wheat ones is for?
First of all, I don't believe shit.
I just see that.
Meg is a snack villain. She over there checking all of the sales for Uncrustables. Like, yes, they're all funneling towards me. No one else can get Uncrustables. You little evil snacker. I don't believe nothing you
say.
Let
me tell you.
Uncrustables are fire.
You don't want to snack at Meg's house. Her Uncrustables are made with seaweed It's got peanut butter and jelly on seaweed. It's the nastiest shit you ever had.
That sounds sushi fire. Roll.
Hold on. Do y'all put y'all Uncrustables in a toaster?
Yes.
Yes. You have
to let it thaw off first, though. You got to let it thaw off first before you throw it in the toaster.
What is it? It makes it warm on the inside, like gooey on the inside?
Yeah.
Yes, it's like, perfect. I love more peanut butter and jelly.
It's crazy that all the smokers on here know exactly what that's what that's one of like the top five smoker snacks is Uncrustable in a toaster, flat out.
Ooh, I have to try that now.
Five.
Followed by pussy.
Low key though, Trader Joe got those little peanut butter and jelly little snacks. They like little Rolo. Like,
oh, the ones that Kevin be having on the table,
yeah,
that
at the stage.
I don't like those.
Oh, yeah, oh,
the peanut butter and jelly ones.
Oh, you know what?
Fire.
It could be a better jelly, though. That raspberry jelly is like,
with the seeds in it,
it's a healthy jelly. Give me a better jelly. Trader Joe's, they trying to give you something healthy,
right?
They could have just strawberry.
Yeah, the strawberry jelly would go crazy.
Right. They had to do raspberry jelly.
That raspberry shit was right.
Oh, shut up, Meg. Don't act like you like cool stuff.
Shut up, Kier. You got this nice setup that you got on Amazon Prime, and you so excited. Now you want to talk about everybody.
Yes, nigga.
I'm just saying.
That's exactly what it is.
Really nice, by the way. Your camera's really nice.
So your camera is fire.
Yeah,
you get? What'd you get, Kier?
This is the same shit I had when I started Zooming last year. I was just that same cameras that Canon EOS are.
Mike's new too?
No, same mic. It's just
a mic.
It's got the arm. Man,
what'd you do there? I got a new desk.
And I got I redid the room. So I got like the shoes are in those clear boxes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a mirror on then. Yeah, I just redecorated.
It looks really good to hear.
I like how modest you are, man. At the same time, very proud of it. At the same time, I just did that.
I'm very proud. I mean, like, you see that in the back right there? Those are like all the generations of iPods. And I kept them and I just made art out of
them. Oh, that's dope.
Oh, that's dope.
Cool.
You got to adjust the lighting a little bit so we can see it better.
Oh, that's dope.
That reflection's gonna mess with it. That's dope.
Oh, that's dope.
That's super dope. Ooh, what's on them? All of your
audio recipes.
Is as all your meatloaf audio recipes are on there.
I missed the meatloaf part.
What's on that? Wait, do those, like, if you could hook them up, they would still work?
No. Well, three of them would.
That shit got seven volumes of Nat King Cole.
Was horrible. I hated the iPod Shuffle. You can't see shit that's playing.
Right.
And it was small as fuck. That was just like for running, though. Like that was.
Yeah, I lost that joint when I was running.
That was really just for running. I think that's what happened to mine. I think I left it on my shorts one time and I washed the shorts. And that's what happened to it.
So you had them on your workout shorts?
Yeah, I was running. That was the only thing I used to run.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of missed the iPod Shuffle, especially what they got the stem player now. I feel like iPod missed an opportunity to really, they could have been did that. Remember that little, I used to love how they used to feel the little iPod Shuffle.
I hated that shit, man.
Too small.
Yeah, too small.
I don't know. I ain't really big into the stem player either. I just don't see the need for it. I mean, DJs and music lovers like that, producers, I can see that's dope, but like just regular people, I don't see what the...
It's fun. I mean, it's fun. Yeah. That just,
I don't even know what that is.
Exist. Something like that just should exist anyway.
Mm-hmm. What's a stem player?
Kanye's new thing where he can you basically upload all the stems, which is basically every individual track bounced out individually instead of all together, so that you can separate them on the machine. So you can take out the beat, you can take out the vocals, you can take out a sample, and you can kind of like remix the song as you hear it.
And record it.
So
you can save it for how you want to do it, which is just cool, man. I think that's
too much.
I just want to listen to music. Like that, I ain't trying to produce.
But something like that is going to spark another mind to kind of push the generation forward. Like that being available for these kids to just play with and learn and love music. That's like, oh, that's just fucking.
Yeah, that's great. I just want
to hear that. You ever wish you could just be 10 again? Just so you could make sure that you're going to be around for all the dopest shit that's coming out?
Like, man. Can you imagine somebody like that used to have to, people that used to watch the radio. You listen to a fight, a boxing match by radio.
I don't think that's watching it though.
No, that's what they used to call it. They sit around the radio and they kind of look.
Nobody
at the
called it that to hear. I don't think. I think we've always.
You weren't around there. You weren't around there.
You was not either.
Your grandfather, my grandfather, was around.
Was here. sir.
My grandfather was really vocal. He was like, we used to watch the radio.
Tahir is 63. He was but there.
Tahir has always been listening to the radio. Nobody has ever said watch.
But no, but they did say they used to sit around and literally just stare at the glow of the radio and just sit there and watch.
That shit was boring.
No, that's even though that we have
when we were in Atlanta.
That's what that's what the guy told us.
Yeah. That's looking at the radio. That's not watching the radio. Watching he used the
term. Looking at watching the same thing,
CP. He used that term. Thing. Listen, man, I'm going off of what the brother told us in Atlanta, who was older than me and Lulu put together. All right, this is what that's his term. That's what he told us.
Could have been the dumbest nigga that's that age.
I can see why they would call it that because you're trying to imagine it, but also that's boring if the thing you look for.
But if you had nothing to compare it to, then that was amazing.
Right.
Yeah, but an audio baseball game? Hell no.
I'm saying because
there's a lot of people that listen to baseball by radio, though. There's a lot of people still to this day.
That was a similar time. I think that was just
the channels on XM radio.
That was good. All the families was like, hey guys, 8 o'clock. All of us are gathering around the radio to watch it.
And then the same thing for 2 hours. Hit the ball, keep running.
That shit is
I ain't
dumb,
gonna lie.
Man.
Back then, if you was a kid that could dance, I could imagine you would be get in here and do that one dance. You have to do that all night long. Just like
that's good.
My mom used to do that, and I wasn't even born back then. When
yeah,
I used
but you
to
had
do
the little baby hips. My head. You had the little baby hips, huh? You was you was Bob the Stallion.
He was a hula hoop kid.
They have CP come in and look at the screen, be like, tell us what's gonna happen at the end of the show.
Introducing
they take CPs to the liquor store and have him look at all the lottery tickets like which one is the winner, point it out. Oh, that one, let me get two 17s.
Bob would go back in there with the kids like, oh, we got some big tippers in there tonight. They in there going crazy.
Hey, your money get,
don't let it make you. You said, we got some tippers out there tonight.
Oh my gosh, nothing.
Hey, what the hell, man?
Never let
it's money upstairs. Money. All right, I quit, man. I'm sorry, man. I just, you know, I'm still laughing
going,
at me saying that the old nigga that told you watch the radio was probably the dumbest nigga his age. You say what?
I was gonna keep going, but we gotta close out so we can get to the next topic. So what are we going with?
What was the topic?
The onion.
Onion like an apple, or never have cheese again.
Listen, I just want to say this. I ate that applesauce to chase the onion flavor away, and it did not work. So I'm telling you, the onion apple thing is not gonna happen. No.
Yeah,
I'm with Pat. No cheese. I'm just gonna have to do no cheese.
I'm giving up cheese, bro.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna have to give up cheese eventually, anyway, as a black man at some point. So I guess, yeah, you know,
I'm already giving up cheese now. So
yeah,
but I'm gonna be mad as fuck at onions every time I see onions. I'm gonna be like, man, you bitch.
Flags and cheese has it on that one. We're gonna jump into the last and final topic right after this.
Hey, my business is off to a great start this year, but it's not going to get any less crazy. Online shopping isn't slowing down anytime soon, and your business is ready to keep up with the pace. With ShipStation, you'll never worry about shipping again. Make the switch to a solution that handles all your shipping needs quickly, affordably, and painlessly. ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers. Keep track of orders from any sales channel, easily find the best shipping carriers with deeply discounted rates, automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks. I absolutely love ShipStation. It is so easy to use and I save tons of money. They have made life absolutely easy for me for the shipping. They take care of all that stuff for me. I can just focus on my business. Look, you can save time by funneling all your orders into one simple interface, no matter where you're selling. Manage every order, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website, from anywhere, even on your phone. No more headaches from dealing with returns and return tracking. ShipStation makes it easy. Save money when you compare carrier options and choose the best shipping solution every time. ShipStation works with every carrier, so you can always find the best fit for you. your business can access the same discounted rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Save your sanity knowing your orders are handled and you're getting the best rates. Make shipping the easiest part of having an online store. You have bigger ideas to think about. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. Ship more and less time with ShipStation. Use my offer code SQUAD to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and type in SQUAD, SQUADD, ShipStation. Make ship happen.
Last topic of the day we have, would you rather be able to time travel or be in two places at once?
Well, if you time travel, isn't that kind of being two places at once?
If I
leave here and be like, I'm gonna come back at 2 seconds, and it's kind of like in the past.
Oh, you are, yeah, right. But you're in the past.
It's two places at once.
And it's not intentional, Lulu. Imagine being able to be at work and at the club, enjoying both, being able to be conscious in both, and being able to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, one of them's different. Not you.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not even experiencing it. So what if I'll be able to go to work and then time travel?
Well, with time travel, you're not supposed to interact with your former self.
I was never there.
Hold on. If it's two of you, it's kind of like what's the movie? Prestige, where they were switching lives, right? So one day he would be the magician, the other day the other guy would be the bodyguard, and vice versa. So you would be switching. Y'all both aware of each other. Y'all both on the same timeline. You can get more done. If you're time traveling, you can go back in time, try to change some stuff, but you're not supposed to interact with your former self, because that'll mess up the time space.
That's the thing. I'm not interacting with my former self. If all y'all went out to a party, but I had to go to work, right? And I went to work, but then I time traveled back to the start time of the party. I was never there, but now I'm there. So well, I never interact with my former self.
But then
self.
You're gonna miss work when you
go back. I did that already.
But when you go back in time, you're
going to... Wait, let's establish the rules first, because we're talking about...
Lulu, you sound like that old man who told us that you could watch the radio.
We're talking about something that's fake and trying to add logic to it. And it really depends on what ridiculous movie you're watching. There's either time travel where you go back and you're not there and it's just you, or there's one that there's another you at.
I'm going off of Back to the Future 2's theories.
And that's the most perfect theory. So here's the thing, right? If you go back and send yourself, you send yourself to work, right? Let's say Marty McFly goes to work, then you go back and then you go to the party, but your other Marty McFly went to work. That would create two different scenarios.
It's gonna give me a different timeline.
Right.
My bad. Never mind.
It would though.
Because we would have memories of you at the party with us, and then your work would be like, but you got a check for that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
It's two different timelines. My bad. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, because in one timeline, you get fired.
Yeah.
Hey, and in the other timeline, you just get fried.
And on top of y'all are forgetting, when you do time travel, you could go back like way before you were even born, not just when you were alive.
I don't know if I do that though.
Yeah, that's that.
I would go back to nigga when motherfuckers were paying motherfuckers in pure gold. Grab me a couple bags of gold, bring that shit back. Yeah, buried in my backyard.
And one day get over here. We caught you over here trying.
I was about to say, you're still black.
Why are y'all acting like the beginning of blackness was like slavery? I would go back to like the land of Kush, like back all the way BC, Africa.
You ain't go to the African.
Yeah, they gonna have this big fat nigga in
Apex.
Come and take gold.
We know slavery wasn't the beginning of our history.
We had kingdoms. I also don't remember the exact year. So what if I go back and I'm the year that the slave ships came?
Why can't you look that up before you leave, Pat?
Why would I go somewhere to where if my phone get on 35% and I'm looking around, it's nothing.
Why would you stay that long to where your phone is going to be? If you know your phone's on 35% as soon as you get there, put that bitch in low power mode. Or turn it off. Who the fuck you got to call 150 years in the past?
Hello, I'm texting the future to tell them to turn the machine back on and get me the fuck out of here.
There are no towers in the past that ain't even no work.
Fam, obviously.
Don't work.
You would have to have like that little thing that Stewie has. Like Stewie has a little... the little step on thing,
You wouldn't need to have like something to take you back. I would just bring my phone to take pictures and shit. But then that gets tricky because if somebody see you taking pictures and you in regular ass clothes, you're exposed, man. Now you gotta go find clothes from the past.
Nah, just wear a cloak, my nigga.
To steal some gold.
No matter the time, cloaks were always acceptable. You just be like, I'm not from here.
Really?
Wear clothes.
Really? You gonna come up with a Girls Are Drug sweater on and be like,
I would have on a black robe, a full black robe, and the hood and all that shit.
Now you look like Death.
Some niggas like, fuck with you. You look like Death, though.
But he's in 1960. Everybody's like, what are you doing? We have jeans on.
What if you go back to a time where it was like illegal to be clever? Like everything was the witch to them. And you go back and you can be all cool. What's up, my man? Got a plan. What did you say?
No.
Say it again. What did you say? A man with a plan. String him up.
He's a witch.
He's a witch. He had bars.
I would love to go back and fuck with people in the back. You know, like when they got the, you got to load that bitch with the gunpowder. You just take a Glock back there.
You want a musket?
No, I'm saying, but you take a gun from now back then and just start busting on niggas and a lighter. Like, I set this whole bitch on fire with one flick of my thumb.
They probably wouldn't believe it. They'd probably be like, what is that? That thing's too small.
Here's the thing. Either time travel would never exist, or I never become rich enough to come back here and save me right now, which is kind of disappointing. Every day I wake up looking for me. I'm like, damn, where am I at? Like, but I think that, like, we would have went back and changed certain events. Like, for example, if I had a time travel machine, I would go back and I would eliminate all my enemies that got in my way.
Enemies that you would eliminate.
If you had them, anybody
who got in my way, I would literally clear the way out for myself. Never knowing that I did.
Who's your enemy, CP? What kind of life do you live?
You wouldn't be as ruthless with your jokes. You wouldn't be so cutthroat. You wouldn't.
I am ruthless.
You see what I'm saying? You wouldn't be so. You would be super sensitive and shit like that. No, you don't want that.
Huh?
You know what? I was thinking like
I wouldn't kill him though. For example, like the day, let's say it's the day that I fought a bully, right? And maybe he whipped my ass that day. Maybe I shouldn't have been roasting. I didn't know that his grandma had died. So then I would trip him and make him hurt himself on the way to school that day. He never came. You know what I'm saying? But then maybe I wouldn't be me.
That would have been that could have been the start of your first roast day. And you wouldn't even never had that.
I think about that so much, like going back in time and not getting shot or not getting whatever, right? But those instances made you who you are. They created the perseverance, they created the drive, they created the stories, or whatever you may have needed at that moment to get to where you are right now. Can you imagine where you would be if everything in your life went right? Would you even have left Detroit?
Let me ask you a question, Tahir. What if back when you worked at the Freckle Factory and they gave y'all... they gave y'all the orientation, like, do not take the mask off because these things are permanent. And you was in there not listening, being cool. And then you hear you get on the line and then the hot freckles come down the machine and you take the mask off. Like, what happened? And then would you go back? Because everybody loves you now for the... All right, I'm sorry.
You stayed in the humor line just a minute too long, and then you stayed in the eyelid line long enough. So that's why you can't close your eyes fully, and you look like the WB frog. But that ain't nobody's fault but your own, because you was trying to do too much. You trying to be too funny.
I should have hopped in the height lane, huh? You was over there in the back line talking when they were giving out all the backs, and you know, so you was over there talking to me.
I was trying to holler at
with all the backs.
I was trying to holler at a chick and mess around and got the wrong line. I got in the ass line.
Yeah. And hips. Over there. You got ass and hips.
Yeah. You over there in the goddamn tramp stamp section reading books.
Okay, I got a question though. With the being two places at one time, do I have memories from being in both places?
Yes. I think you should have one central consciousness. I think that's important in this, because if I got to be two places at one time, I got to enjoy the fact that I'm in both places. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that part.
So kind of like Grand Theft Auto, where you can just switch.
Yes.
Person to person. Yeah.
But there's good parts, right? Like you go, if you go to work, you sit on your computer and log in. You don't need to be there for that. Fuck that.
Get me like if there's a new movie on Netflix called The Adam Project, and the guy was like, once you, he time traveled, but he said, once you know, you go back to your time, then you're, what you did back in the past, like for that, it reconciles in your mind. So like, basically you're, it's the same consciousness. Like you'll remember all the stuff.
Amazing. I could be sucking some dick and getting some jobs done. That'd be amazing.
Which one would you be there for?
I mean, you don't really, you don't need two people for that one. You could just be sucking dick on two.
I like to focus.
Lulu is an American
that
hero.
Could be for more your than job, one Lulu. You
I mean, just sucking dick on Twitch with your camera off. What did you say?
Right, girl, that could, you could make money.
I got to focus. I like to, you know, focus on what I'm doing, get the job done. I don't need no distractions. But you know, that script got to get written. So if the other me could write the script and the other me sucking dick, that'd be great.
I got a good ass win on Warzone the other day, man. Speaking of Twitch, man, I mean, I toughed it out. 8 kills. And you know, I caught this nigga running through the smoke. You know how you hear him coughing? I was like, well, here I am with full health. Nigga, I was, it's like, I let loose on his ass.
Now imagine you doing that, and at the same time, the other version of you is getting some head, and hey, you combine man, you both of those at the same time, that same experience.
Man. Like a free ride. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Damn.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I want to use my powers for good and go back in time and like stop slavery. Like everybody that's but that's okay. But that's what I'm saying. That's okay because we was not supposed to be here anyway. We were supposed to be in Africa.
Everybody thinks we would be Wakanda, but you don't know that. You do not know that.
But you don't know that we wouldn't.
Pat, to hear, can y'all imagine Meg going back there and trying to insult them slave masters and them just jumping her? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are really messed up. You know that? Y'all need to really stop this.
That's the thing. Everybody who says they time travels think they could just like, I'm going to stop the Holocaust or I'm going to stop slavery. It's
you
like,
could, but I'm saying if certain things you could prevent from happening if you talk to the right people. You just don't know who you're supposed to talk to or what you're supposed to talk to.
All you gotta, all you got to do is knock out like 3 or 4 key players right before some shit goes down because those are the people that's going to give the go ahead on it. So if you knocked out those people, like...
So would you kill Hitler as a baby?
But that's what I'm saying. Wow. It had not happened. So that means that time travel will never exist. Because if it exists, even in the far, far distant future, they got to come back and fix some stuff. And it's nothing is fixed.
We haven't gotten there yet. That's why.
But it don't matter because
it's always there.
It's always there.
Aha.
Damn, but, I thought however, Elon Musk would have did this already, man.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, they got, like, airplanes and spaceships on the hieroglyphics, which means it's like, oh, did we? And they're just not telling
us? If we did, there would be really, really strict rules to make sure that we didn't know. Because if those weren't the rules, it'd be like the next, tomorrow, the whole city would be different. We'd be like, what the hell? And then, you know what I mean? Like, they probably have to do... the whole butterfly effect thing where they can't affect anything.
Well, that's where they have the Mandela effect, where you be
that's
like-
what I'm saying. That's, I think that's what the Mandela effect is, when you really think about it, right? Like, like there is it's like a small, almost a centimeter of a chance, and that switches everything around. Like,
so who went back to change Pikachu's tail? Like, the things that were changed is dumb as hell.
Or Bernstein bears or Bernstein or
whatever. Needs like, hype it. Let's go back.
That's what y'all changed?
Magic mirror on the wall? Like, come on, man. Don't talk to me like I wasn't there. Magic mirror on the wall?
Unless that's just...
Did y'all hear the one about bucket lists?
What?
That bucket list wasn't created... That term wasn't created until the movie came out in, like, 2008. And the guy that wrote the movie was originally calling it Things to Do Before I Kick the Bucket. But then he shortened it to Bucket List. And that term supposedly was never coined or used before like 2008, whenever that movie came out, was 2008,
2011. Wow. I mean, I believe that, but I wasn't that alive before that. And I wasn't talking about what I
did not give a fuck about dying in 2008.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about dying before that when I was in the military, but we didn't have no bucket list. It was just like, shit I want to do before I die?
That's a bucket list.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't call it a bucket list.
Did y'all talk about it?
Nah, because we thought we was gonna die anyway. So we just like, fuck it, we can't do nothing.
Hey.
Dark. Right. That's a cold way to wake up. Like, man, I sure hope I make it to dinner tonight.
That's real. They blew up our chow hall where we eat at, so there was no lunch there.
That's grounds for war.
They thought right. Y'all was in there.
No, we were in there. The 22 soldiers died.
Damn.
Yep. One of my friends died. O'Brien. He was 19 years old.
What was this? Afghanistan.
Iraq.
Where were you?
I was on a mission chasing dicks. Thank God.
Wait, like an official U.S. mission or like your personal mission?
Personal.
Oh my gosh, man.
They was like, do you want to go here today? And I was like, I was fucking with this dude. And I was like, nah, I don't want to drive today. They was like, you sure? And I was like, nah, I don't want to go. And I was kicking it with him. And same day, I was supposed to be there.
Horniness saved your life.
I was saying I would always be led by my vagina if that saved me in that instance.
That's crazy.
Hey, never let me down. What happened was right where I would be at, right where I was chilling with all my homies, prime time lunchtime. Yeah, it was on the news and everything. My mom thought I was dead for 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah, because we can't communicate with the outside world when shit like that happened. So we had to like no communication, no, because there's people that died. And if I was to be like, yo, such and such people died and they didn't contact their family yet, that's complete violation. That's so they shut all communication down.
Let me ask
you on CNN and all types of shit. It was crazy.
Wait, Lulu, let me ask you a question. Just from you being in war, what are you looking at this Ukraine shit like?
It's going to get crazy.
For real?
It's going to get
and
crazy.
Let's just leave it at that right there, because none of us are specialists right now. Want to think? Actually, we didn't put it to a vote. What are we doing? Time travel or two people at once?
Two places at once.
I might still do time travel. I'm not even gonna hold you. I don't even got to change them. I just kind of want to see some shit happen.
But
we just want to teach ourselves how to talk clearly.
I want to go back and see how the pyramids were made. I still want to see. I want to be there.
No, you need to go teach yourself some grammar.
I like the mystery of that. I wouldn't want to go back and see them just doing it by hand. Like, what? It's like, oh, there's no mystery at all.
Just a bunch of giants.
I don't think they did it by hand.
I just feel like there's no place for you to hide to watch that. So you're going to be exposed.
I would dress like how they dress. I would go at night.
No, none of them had hips. Hips weren't even invented yet.
Freckles are new.
Hey, we don't think Lulu Gonzalez will stop and fight by real quick. Shout out to Pat Cloud, Mega Scoop, and CP for coming through for the Feed the Child Save a Life Foundation.
Hey, CP.
Next up, we can get collections for braces for CP so we can close that gap up. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of Squadcast Versus. We'll see you next
week. And he's ending it.
Bye.
What if, because Tahir went back in time, that's how we have hips.
Hipspiracy.
Eve was like, what are those?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.